Go ahead, Sean. I don't have any input on this topic.
Right. Well, if it's that fiberglass mask that you had, I saw it a while back, that thing's really, really whippy toward the top. So I don't know how high you can get that where it's still going to be solid enough to support, you know, a decent wire. You know, but yeah, just like I said, whatever you can do to get to, let's say 30. You know, let's say 30 is not optimum, but 30 is kind of like the minimum. And then up to 40, you know, you're really, you know, get, you know, and I'm, everything is from a perspective for me when I'm talking 75, 80 meter. You know, the rest are easy to get. You know, 40 is a little challenging. And you could get 30-foot, you know, a 40-meter dipole, which is great. 40 is a real money band. It's got a lot going on. But if you really want to get, you know, onto down on the 80, you know, 160, all bets are off, right? But if you want to get down on the 80, you know, 60 is optimum. 40 is fine. 40 works really good. I've ran wires at 40 on 80, and I've been a big signal on the band, you know, at times. You know, so... You know, will 30 get it? Yeah, 30 will get you there too, but you're starting to get into the realm of, you know, now you're really going NVIS, shooting stuff straight up, and, you know, you're not getting a whole lot of stretch on that. So, but whatever you can do to get up there 30-plus, that's the thing to be thinking. You can plant a tree and wait. You know, your kids will be able to hide some wires up.